game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball, basketball podcast. It's January 3rd, 2017. Slim, it's 2017. I got it right. I wasn't even like thinking to myself, I need to get the year right. I just got it right. Are you proud of me?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really practiced it. I don't think I'd get it first try.
I run through that intro sentence or two at least 20 times before we... Yeah, we prepare for this podcast really hard.
Well, you went out there running. There's no telling what you were thinking about.
So it's 2017, Slim. How was your New Year's? Did you make it to midnight?
No.
I love you didn't even try to beat around the bush. You're just like, nope, didn't do it.
I mean, in mind and body and spirit, I mean, I got like 2 out of 3.
Okay, what were the 2 that you got?
Body and spirit, mind not so much.
Okay, all right, I like that. I watched the New Year's Eve thing. Did you see Mariah Carey's thing?
No.
Oh my god, like, I don't care about this stuff that much, but just because I was watching it live, it's what everyone was watching, it just blew Twitter up. She like got caught lip syncing and then like stopped trying, and then she was like, at least I'm trying to be a good sport about it in the middle of her song.
Oh, it was
painful, but hilarious.
So, yeah, I imagine live it would have been, yeah, impressive.
Yeah.
Out.
You got to check it out. It's only, yeah, just watch like a minute or two of it and you'll get the gist, but it's hilarious. And I actually watched that, I rewound and watched it again instead of watching the ball drop.
Okay, rather watch your train wreck. I get you. Probably well, would too.
I mean, Twitter was hilarious. There was like 2016 gets its final victim.
Yeah, that's the last vine we'll ever see, probably.
Yeah. Oh, what a terrible year, 2016. But we're here. The calendar's turned. It's 2017. Hopefully, your fantasy team is still in the hunt. You got a new calendar year. Chandler Parsons. Hopefully, being on an odd year will help his knees out. I don't know. But here's to hoping bigger things for 2017. On today's show, we're going to break down the news and notes from over the weekend, including Slim, your Heat, with some interesting fantasy stories. What's that about?
That's about 4 out of 5 starters from opening night being injured.
Yeah, that's no bueno. We're going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? And then preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you ready to call Jay Rich must own in all formats?
I mean, all formats?
Let's say a 16.
He's not must own in the 30-point challenge quite yet.
Okay. What about a 6-team Western Conference only?
Oh, no, that trade's not going to happen. I'd let that one go.
Oh, boo. Yeah.
Deep West only dynasty.
Monster weekend for Jay Rich on Friday against the Celtics. 19 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists with 4 steals and 2 blocks. We call that a rainbow line. And then on January 1st, New Year's Day, 14 points, 1 rebound, 8 assists, 2 steals. Only 5 of 13. I guess that's not that bad with 2 threes. Had 2 threes in both games. Playing a ton of minutes. Yeah, you got to get them where you can.
I mean, you figure you'd break out of it eventually.
Yeah, but I mean, 8 assists in back-to-back games, and Dragic was out New Year's Day. Was he out the Celtics game? I think he was in that game, just didn't play at all.
Yeah, he was out that one, and he was out the first one of these breakout games against OKC. He only played in the one against Charlotte. So this is 4 out of the past 4 for Richardson being good.
Yeah, see, Dragic was out.
The 8 assists are definitely because he's playing – wait, what's – okay. Because he's playing point guard, he's getting 8 assists a game, but – yeah, that's not going to continue. He should be still 3.5-4 with shooting guard job.
Probably.
He's still playing the backup point guard minutes, even with Dragic out there.
I think you mean his position is I'm doing air quotes, Yahoo SG. I think that's his position.
And SF, but yeah. I guess they'll cover that guy. But yeah. But it, the, you know, the numbers go up. The steals go up a little bit because he's covering a point guard now. So, you know, a couple things get aided by being the point guard when Dragic is out.
Yeah.
Winslow being out and Whiteside being out, that doesn't really do much for Richardson.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, just more usage maybe. I mean, he's got 14-plus points in four straight after not getting in double figures the five games before. Looking at his last 10, he's got six steals these last two games, only four steals the previous eight. So, I mean, I think I would add him, but, I mean, when you're in a tenner and making tough decisions, what if it goes back down to what it was doing, you know, a week or two ago?
I mean, so his shot wouldn't be falling, he wouldn't give any D stats.
Let's say his next two games are something like 10 points, a couple boards, four assists, one steal, two or three turnovers, and like four for 16 or something.
Turnovers are unlikely with such few assists, but...
Okay.
Okay.
1.5 turnovers.
Yeah, he's going to get a half a turnover.
He gets half a turnover in both games.
You're trying to get me to say something negative, and I don't like it.
I am talking you down my own path here.
Now, you know what I think about him. I think he's as reliable as it gets. No, that's probably not true.
Yeah, but I was about to say. What if his wrist flares up and he's like 3 for 17?
That's the risk. But maybe that's why these numbers are getting better, is because he's finally getting healthier. I mean, besides the wrist, he was fighting off two injuries before this.
That's true. He's coming off that major knee thing. So, all right. Well, I like him too. I'm not trying to say I don't like him, but I don't know if he's quite at the set it and forget it yet.
I mean, I think the corner's turned in minutes. There's, you know, the low minutes are just not there anymore.
That's true. Yeah.
And he looks better. You know, he's especially as a starting point guard, he looks so just. I don't know. He's more into the game,
which makes sense. But I mean, wouldn't you think that that might take him out of the game once Dragic is back? I mean, Dragic isn't going to miss too much more time.
I think Richardson will still get his fair amount of bringing the ball up the court.
Okay. Well, you know who was bringing the ball up the court a couple times on New Year's Day? My boy James Johnson. Look out for the neck tats. Did you see him, like, dribble up the court and taking pull-up threes?
Yeah, no, it's been amazing, especially with Winslow out. With Winslow out, he's absolutely must-own in 12ers at the very least.
Oh, for sure. On the 30th against the Celtics, 22 points, 4 threes, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. I don't know why I did that so out of order on New Year's Day. 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, steal and a block, and another 4 threes. So, I don't know, I think you ride him while he's hot. He's going to play 24 minutes a game, even when everyone's healthy, probably.
Yeah, about that. You know, and he's not going to help your free throws, obviously, and the turnovers are a little too much, even with those minutes. But you still want him to be aggressive in those minutes and go out there and be like 12-6, something like that?
Yeah.
12-6, maybe even 3 assists, steal and a block. And a 3?
Yeah, I mean, that's easily doable.
Yeah, especially with being that you know, super aggressive guy. That's what he's doing right now. I don't know if he can really maintain that in a full starter minute, 36, you know.
No, these last two games are probably going to be two of his better lines on the year. But James Johnson, rest of season, this point forward, or Justice Winslow?
And I am sick and tired of Winslow. I'm done there.
Wow.
He's done. Nothing blows up. It's not like he goes for 2-plus steals in, back-to-back-to-back games. There's not enough counting stats to make up for the 2 poor percents and way too many turnovers.
You want to know who's owned in too many leagues is John Luer. You'd rather have James Johnson over John Luer, right?
Yeah. I don't own Luer anywhere.
Okay. I've seen him.
Yeah, that guy? Oh, yeah. How about that 90% free throws on 1.5 a game? 0.8 turnovers? Yeah, okay. I'll take James Johnson.
Yeah, that's why his value is so high. I think that's why a lot of people own John Luer. I'm trying to think of someone else that would be like a roster crunch option. That's a dumb one. Never mind. We'll move on from there. I'll come up with some other stuff. To players that are not fantasy relevant, looks like Rajon Rondo has played his way out of any minutes at all.
It's weird. He seems to be saying all the right things, you know.
Yeah.
To help my team and all that kind of fun stuff, but okay. This is odd.
Yeah, this is
weird.
They're okay. I mean, he was coming off a 5.9 rebound, 12 assists, 2 steal game. And I mean, that's not great, but that's what Rondo does. Gets out of position, rebounds, a steal, shoots terrible. He was 2-for-8. Then only plays 11 minutes at the Pacers on the 30th. And Hoiberg says he looks slow out there. And goes from that to DMP, and is going to be third string. By the time he listened to the game last night, he's going to be third string. So, I don't know.
Are you really picking up Michael Carter-Williams?
Not at the beginning of the week, but if I needed rebounds, steals, assists at the end of the week and he's still starting and you don't mind if you already lost turnovers or something, I wouldn't mind it. I mean,
so
he's
who's
terrible.
The backup now? Grant?
Jerry and Grant. Yeah, I mean, deep leagues, maybe you take a flyer on Jerry and Grant, but...
He's kind of failed a couple of times, in my eyes at least.
I mean, he came out as a senior, or at least a junior. He played a good bit at Notre Dame.
Yeah, he's 24.
Yeah, so it's not like he's young. So.
Yeah, he had a pretty good opportunity with the Knicks last year and kind of blew that.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. MCW isn't going to give you anything offensively. I think they know that. They should know that.
Who'd you rather have rest of the season, knowing what we know right now, Rondo or MCW?
Oh, man. I was going to say, fortunately, I don't play in a league that deep, but I guess it's not going to be my problem. I'm sure of that.
All right. Would you rather take white chocolate over that situation?
No, he's injured.
I know. That's the toughness of these stupid
guards. I mean, yeah, you know, I'll take him in McConnell, sure. Why not?
That wasn't an option. Get out of here.
Why isn't that an option? Is he not owned and is he available in your leagues?
He might be, but I don't know. White Chocolate's got a cankle. He's probably going to miss tonight, but past then, you know, I don't know. Ugh, why are we talking about the worst situations ever? You know, Slim, let's talk about good teams. Maybe we want to see these good teams in person. I'd love to see an NBA. When's the last time you've been to an NBA game?
Ooh, it's been a while.
I know, it's been a long time. I think the last NBA game I went to was the Bobcats.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. But if I am going to get back out there and watch some NBA, I'm, of course, going to SeatGeek. It's the smartest way to find tickets for the basketball games you want to see live and up close this season. There's nothing like being in the building for the biggest games of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a good value. It's because you'll always find the best deal on every ticket. Because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek is always going to find you the lowest available price. They're also going to help you get the most bang for your buck. Every ticket is given a grade based on value, so you'll see what can fit your budget and find the best deal on that budget. Best of all, you'll get $20 off. Not $20 off. I misspoke. You get $23 in your hand. SeatGeek is going to virtually reach through your phone and hand you a $20 bill. That actually sounds kind of creepy, like the ring, but it's not creepy. To get your $20, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and add a promo code. Enter promo code RAZNBA, and SeatGeek's going to send you $20 after you've made your first purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZNBA today.
So there's nothing. The hand is definitely coming. It's just not a freaky hand, right?
Yeah. It's a very well manicured hand that comes out of your phone and hands you. SeatGeek paid a lot of money for that app.
Okay, that's completely reasonable.
Okay. If I'm making comedy and making Slim laugh in the middle of a promo, I think I'm doing a good job, right?
Yeah. Reminds me of a Black Mirror episode, but yeah.
Ah, yeah, there you go. Where are we going to go? Let's talk about some Knicks injuries. Do you see that Melo had knee soreness and then had to leave early after looking terrible?
That's scary.
It's the same knee, too. The one that cost him most of his 14-15 season.
It, only one knee has cost him? Okay.
His knees are made of Carmelo's. You know, they're nice and hard on the outside, but the inside's filled with caramel.
Okay. It used to be hard caramel, but not anymore. Caramel or
yeah, caramel? Yeah, that's a good question. Caramel, caramel. I feel like I flip-flop on how I say it. It's like my wife and I, we're going back and forth on how to say pajamas. Pajamas? How do you say it?
Yeah, I guess I'm going pajamas.
I'm going pajamas too. She's like, why are you saying it all fancy? It's pajamas. I'm like, what is fancier or not about either way? I don't know what you're talking about. So that's scary there. Your goose, Achilles soreness. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
Yeah. I saw, what was your REO category that you tied in? I saw you were 6-2-1.
Oh, turnovers.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if it was my fault.
I could have benched some guys and got, like, whatever.
I was wondering if it was like points or rebounds or anything. You know, pretty much everything. The goose does everything.
Man, yeah. Well, that team, we got 4 or 5 injuries last week, so it was a lot more than just that.
Yeah, I saw that.
But it doesn't sound that bad. He doesn't seem that concerned.
So are you saying that in just a few days you might be singing this? You can't hear it, though, can you?
I'm bobbing my head.
I'll sing it to you. Pussy geese. Do, 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 do. Pussy geese. Do, do. All right. Well, luckily we'll be able to sing with him some more. I'm glad it's not serious.
Yeah, and they've lost 4 in a row. I mean, they kind of need him.
Yeah.
Supposed to be out again last night. And who knows? I mean, he's about half of Dirk's age, so I guess we'll cut the recovery time in half.
Oh, you don't want that. That means it's a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, you want him to be like a quarter of Dirk's age.
Yeah, I guess he's played, this is his second year in the league, and Dirk's played 372, so.
Yeah, there you go. You want that. You want that ratio. All right, Slim, this segment is called These Guys Trip Dubbed. Woo! How about James Harden? I've heard he's decent at basketball.
You know, is he still leading the league in turnovers?
Probably. I don't know. Westbrook's giving him a run for his money.
No, it's neck and neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear Harden's good at basketball.
Yeah. Did you see his I almost made a GIF of it, but I was getting GIFed out. Did you see one of his passes to Montrezl through his legs?
No. I need to start watching more of these Houston Rockets games.
Yeah, it's pretty. Montrezl, or I'll just go to him. I had him listed after our trip dub segment. Sorry, Montrezl, you didn't trip dub, but I'm still including you here. But yeah, Montrezl is running some ridiculously good pick and roll with James Harden right now.
Yeah, I really like the guy. He stopped shooting threes. That's okay, sure, I guess. He can, though. That's going to be part of his game eventually.
Yeah, but I mean, he's, you know, a pretty big dude, pretty athletic, very quick, and just really fits that, you know, pick and roll.
Rebounding, for the minutes, the rebounding seems kind of low.
Oh, it is. It's not great. I mean, he's either pick and rolling, and if he's not, you know, on the roll on the pass, then Harden's throwing up crap shots. And I don't know, their pace means the guards are getting a bunch of rebounds. That's why Harden's rebounding a ton. Beverly's a little banged up.
Yeah, okay. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So, but yeah, 29-3-3 with a steal and a block against the Clippers on Friday and 13-4-4 against the Knicks on Saturday. That was a 16-21. In 2 games. Man.
This volume of free throw gets me a little worried. He's not very good.
No.
9-11 game is going to be an outlier. Hopefully the volume is an outlier, but the percent will be.
Yeah, it's usually like 1-2, though. Yeah, the volume's really low. I don't know. He never turns it over. I think he's going to be a field goal percentage boost. I just really like their game. But yeah, you should, I'll try to remember to send it to you. The Harden, like, goes towards the perimeter, brings two defenders, and with his back to the basket, bounces it through his legs to Harrell wide open for a layup. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, you got what? Ryan Anderson and Ariza just sitting on the two corners?
Yep. Yep. You have them stand outside, and then Beverly or Eric Gordon is also kind of on the perimeter. They might do a little bit, but it's Harden pick and roll with Harrell and standing
you
around.
You think this is going to change? I mean, Harrell and Capella aren't going to play together, right?
No, probably not much. But it's a little scary. I mean, Capella might come back and play 20 minutes a game.
Maybe could he lose his starting job? He's a much better rebounder.
No, because I think against most teams, they start their prototypical five at first and then go smaller as the game goes on.
Yeah, they got Montrezl, is it, at 6'8"?
Yeah, that's not right. There's no way he's 6'8". I'm 6'7", and the dude looks like he's like 4 inches taller than me. But I don't know. Maybe it's the hair.
I mean, have you stood next to him, or you're just comparing what it looks like when you're out there on the basketball court?
I have a lot of film of me playing in the NBA, and I've compared the two.
Okay. You use Charlotte camera angles, I assume.
Yeah. Hey, Harrell is from North Carolina. I didn't know that. From Tarboro. Cool. All right, back to my initial segment here. Of these guys trip-dubbed. Kevin Durant trip-dubbed again. Is he... What are the picks next year? Is it Harden 1, Durant 2?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, Harden's not even, you know, by the metrics, they're saying he's probably not even top five.
Yeah, that's, you know, you draft him, you punt turnovers, and you kill everything else.
Wow, they got Giannis ranked second.
I'm getting to Giannis. Stop getting away from my trip dub segment, Slim.
Most of the top guys are doing that.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, Durant's just lost a couple of points off his usual?
Yeah, but his field goal percentage.
Games, lost three.
Field goal percentage is insane. 53.7%.
Yeah. Definitely, that was assumed. But you lost, 0.7 threes?
The steals have negatively regressed like we expected. Way back down to 1.1. I kind of think the blocks are going to do the same. He had a 5-block game recently, but other than that, had 2 blocks in his other 5 games of the past 6.
I mean, the biggest thing is that he's managed to keep the 5 assists with dropping his turnovers.
Yeah.
So with 2.3 turnovers, man, yeah, 2%. I mean, even if you say just 1 steal, 1 block, 26 points.
Sure, yeah.
It's hard not to go 1 there.
Yeah.
Nothing you can – I mean, you can go anywhere afterwards.
Yeah, he's looking insane. All right, so of our tripped up guys, one of these guys isn't like the others. We had Harden, KD, and Malcolm Brogdon. Which one is not like the others?
So which one was not drafted in the first round?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Wait, when was James Harden drafted? He was a top 10 pick, right?
Yeah, he was 3-ish, I think.
Yeah, I know he was a higher one. Didn't he go to Arizona? Is that right?
He was 1 and done.
Yeah, played for Arizona. Arizona State, whoops. Arizona fans all hate me. Oh, Arizona State fans all hate me, I should say. Now, he went there for 3 years.
Huh.
Harden did, yeah.
That makes him a little older than you would expect.
No, he went there for 2 years. Sorry. I'm all over the place with factual errors. that's a Razzball. That's a new tagline. All over the place with factual errors. yeah.
No, they're only errors if they're fact checked, and that's not gonna happen.
All right. So to Malcolm Brogdon, getting a couple starts over the weekend with Dellavedova out with a hammy. Ended with his triple-double, 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 12 assists. That said, 1-3, no free throws attempted or made, No steals, no blocks, 3 turnovers. I mean, it's good. It's cool. It's not like it's not the best fantasy line. I mean, when with him playing, how many, he played over 70 minutes over the weekend, and after being this huge permanent steals guy, got 1 steal in the starts with the starting unit.
Okay, that's pretty prototypical, though. That's not that uncommon.
We've had this debate a lot.
He has a lot more going on as the starting point guard.
True.
Than he did before. Isn't he playing with Dellavedova some?
Probably. Let me look at the game before.
That's only when Giannis lets him do anything.
I know a few games they like straight split 48 minutes. It was even. Dellavedova the game before against the Pistons, 19-43. And Brogdon, 28-17. You add those together, that's 48 minutes, I think. Mm. Yeah. So.
It is now.
If it's not exactly right, it's in metric. It's exactly 48 minutes.
Yeah, I don't really know what to do. I'm not sure there's a whole lot you can do. I mean, if Dellavedova is going to keep getting his 28 minutes, then, you know, Brogdon's not going to get enough.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, I don't think Dellavedova's suddenly lost his, you know, 19 to 25 minutes. I think he's a little under that now. I mean, it depends on if he's hot. I mean, I think it's just going to be split right down the middle still. I don't think this changes too much.
Nah, Dellavedova's, I'm betting a better defender.
Yeah, and also this game was at the Bulls, that game where Rondo got benched and they played Michael Carter Williams. And they lost by 20.
Okay.
So,
bit of fluff going on there.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I like Brogdon as a player. We talked to him coming out of the draft as someone that we both liked, especially as a second rounder. The Bucks got great value. But I don't know.
It's kind of low end overall. You probably are hoping for, you know, a 3 and a steal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably not going to get too much more than that. His best asset has got to be his field goal percent.
I was going to say low turnover rate, but...
Well, I don't know.
It's not that great, yeah.
I've seen quite a few here in his past dozen.
Yeah. All right, so here's the tough question. I'm going to segue back to the question in a second, but Ty Lawson broke a bone in his face. Check out my daily notes, Dr. G, giving me a full medical report. Slim, your fantasy medical expert, still yet to come on the podcast, so he's lost his role. I'm going to Dr. G for all my medical advice here from here on out.
He's probably out in, like, you know, Africa curing some disease, so okay, you're just going to let it go like that. I'm doing humanitarian work. You know?
Fantasy basketball hot tips, way more important than curing diseases.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, Dr. G was saying pretty much what Roto-World said, that it's like a really weird bone to break and that you have to hit it just right. So it's unlikely he could get re-injured despite still needs a mask. And like Mike Conley, you know, once the healing process starts, he'll be able to play. So probably he'll be back in a game or two. That said, it should give pretty big minutes to Darren Collison to hopefully take back the starting role. So my question to you is, Slim, are you picking up, well, you have 1 point guard spot. You picking up Collison, you picking up Malcolm Brogdon?
I mean, I have more hopes for Collison the rest of the season, so I guess I'm going that route.
I agree.
And the only thing is, you know, it's the steals have just absolutely disappeared.
Which is
he's never been weird. A big volume 3-point guy, and now the entire shot looks broken after, you know, just look at the field goal percent, the shot looks broken.
He was 8 for 16 in the game that Lawson got hurt, played 39 minutes. Still, 39 minutes of 16-4-2 isn't exactly anything to write home about. Did have no turnovers, though. That's something he does well.
Yeah, I mean, the last time he had a 50 field goal percent was like 8 or 9 games before that.
Yeah, I mean, he might have been pressing because his minutes were going down. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just not sold. Something about this. Maybe it's the stench of Sacramento.
It is a smelly place.
I mean, just the team, not like Sacramento in general. Yeah. I'm sure it's a place.
I've got Arizona State pissed at me. You've got the city of Sacramento pissed at you. I've got anyone that's ever had disease issues mad at me. Just pissing everyone off left and right. All right, let's quickly move through a couple more things here. Tony Parker, would you consider him as a streamer?
I guess.
Wow! I was surprised at that answer.
What are you going to... I mean, you can't often stream assists, so I guess you take it.
Yeah.
But not, is he a 20-5 guy like the past three games? No, I would go with the under.
All right. Against the Raptors at home.
I mean, the worst part is you kind of can't really stream him for a back-to-back.
Yeah, that's true. So you can't get like that action-packed four-game week with the Friday-Saturday.
No, you know he's going to get a day off.
Yeah. I agree, but if you need a spot start, he's available in a ton of leagues. Looks like his name value dried up as it should have like 3 years ago, but like it's something there.
Yeah, 29%. I don't know.
Ooh, here's who I should have asked earlier on James Johnson. You have one roster spot. Is it James Johnson or is it Jermichael Green?
I trust Jermichael season long more.
I'm surprised at the quick answer there because, I mean, he was.
Well, so this is a winning team that's got a winning formula, so I think they're going to stick with that.
Yeah.
Miami's rebuilding, and Winslow, when he's healthy, is going to get every minute he can.
His last two games, though, Green's 13 for 18 from the field. Wait, 13 for 16 from the field.
Shot's finally starting, so it all kind of looks better.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know, 6-3.
He's managed to maintain top 100 pretty much all year.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Jermichael Green. He should be owned in most leagues. Over the weekend, 17-4-2-1-1, and then 18-7-4 with the steal and no blocks. Only one turnover. Doesn't turn it over at all. I mean, he's a good player. I just think he's...
I'm over the idea of Parsons taking power forward minutes.
I'm over the idea of Parsons taking any minutes.
Oh, no, come on. Don't give in. I know.
It's 2017 now. I want it to happen.
You've been his, like, biggest supporter.
His last game, he was a monster his last game. He scored, like, 7 points.
Yeah. He made his three. Okay.
He made 1-3. He made a three. It was, drop the confetti. He had 2 assists. He had a steal.
So we got a back-to-back, so we might sit next time, too?
Oh, my God. Let's hope not.
I don't know. I mean, it's in the same building, at least.
Not a lot of walking out of the stadium into the airport.
He does not have a turnover since he's been back. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 assists and no turnovers?
He's doing a lot of standing around.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that devolved to Chandler Parsons whining some more. All right, well, I like J. Mike, too. I just think Johnson has got so much more upside. I mean, especially as their season...
I just don't trust the minutes. I don't believe in the minutes.
J. Mike will get more minutes.
And, Johnson's got, two turnovers in 24 minutes? That's kind of rough. He's a free throw drain. It's kind of, you don't really want that.
No, but J. Mike's only at 0.7 threes.
He's going to need half as many threes. That's a big part of James Johnson's appeal.
Assists, way more for James Johnson. J. Mike's at 1.3.
Yeah. I don't know how much of that is with Winslow being down. He gets a lot more.
I don't know. I think it's pretty close. But.
Sure.
Yeah.
If I believe that Johnson had as many minutes, I might go that route.
Yeah. All in all, probably both should be owned in 12ers.
He just has some negatives that Jermichael Green doesn't have.
Yeah. Jermichael Green's going to not hurt you anywhere. That's for sure. What else we got? Oladipo's back. He had a sick pass, too. Did you see? I gifted that one, though. His was even better than Harden's.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That was disgusting. I don't know, like, awesome dunks don't rev my motor anymore. Awesome passes rev my motor. Like, when I watch an NBA game and someone throws down a nasty dunk, I'm like, oh, cool. And so I like yell nice pass to the TV.
It's So I guess then you've been watching more Utah Jazz, right? For your Raulzinho Neto.
Oh, Raul! Neto is Neato! Oh, he's a wizard out there. Well, no, he's a Jazz out there. But you know what I mean. Oh, my God, the Jazz point guard issues. Yikes.
Yeah, he is actually getting minutes again.
Well, yeah, because George Hill got a concussion, hurt again, his third injury, or fourth or fifth, I don't know. Even though I think George Hill is still like a top 20 player in average stats.
Yeah, I traded him away a while ago, and I'm kind
of
glad.
Yeah, you sold high at the right time. I told a lot of people to sell high in the comments right when he was back off the thumb the first time, I think. And then Exum's got knee issues. Shelvin Max averaging a bajillion turnovers. Alec Burks might be back, though.
This is going to be real slow.
Yeah, it's not like you can band-aid it up that much.
I can't imagine there's going to be a league he'll be useful in this year.
He might be REL usable in like March. I don't know.
Well, what it's got to be injuries.
Yeah, probably. But back to Depot, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, hit 2 threes, shot 4 and 9. In 29 minutes, I mean, you like that he made some threes and made his shots. 5 of 5 free throws off the wrist. Pretty much status quo was a guy that you busted on your pick. That was really bad English. On a pick that you got bad value on, and you just ride him as a top 50 or 60 guy.
You know, I was just thinking, like, with all the you know, the foreign people that listen, I kind of hope we affect other people's English skills.
Let's hope not. If you want to learn how to speak good English, don't listen to this here podcast.
But it might happen. Yeah.
We had a commenter say he listens to us with the windows down on his drive to Belgrade.
Okay. So we got all kinds of people hearing my voice that I'll never meet.
Yeah, it's a fun part of it.
Yeah, I forget that sometimes. Sometimes I'm just figuring it's just me and you sitting here.
This is pretty much how we talk. Like, I hit record, but this is how it goes before and after. Yeah, Depot, would you trade him for, I don't know, what can you get for Depot?
You know, you're in the Josh Richardson, Gary Harris range right now.
Yikes!
Yeah, oof. Top 50 is like best case scenario.
Woof.
Top 100, you're pretty confident.
Yeah. Yeesh.
I don't see where else you can go with that.
Yeah, I don't
know. Not gonna go out there and be a 25-5 guy. I don't believe.
Not even close. Yeah, 16 points a game right now. At least he made his free throws. Wow, his free throw percentage on the year is 65%. I forgot that it was like 60% for that game. It was awful.
Yeah, this is so bad. I mean, the combined steals and blocks are less than his steals last year.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Any chance that would you buy low in Dynasty? I mean, he's still really young.
You know, for the right price. And Ariel is 26 or something like that, I think. So you're kind of pushing your luck.
Okay. I agree. Maybe I should have mentioned Giannis when we mentioned him before. I should have put him earlier in the notes. But Giannis or Durant, number one, next year?
You know, you got the free throw percent and the threes. What else does... I mean, Giannis gives you... You're hoping for an extra steal, extra block. So... Oh man, is it really that close?
Giannis's free throw percentage, yeah, it's not Durant's elite 90%, but lately he's been much better.
I mean, if you think that there's still so much more he can go, the only problem I would say is the return of Middleton.
Yeah. Oh my God, with his 7 blocks, Giannis is averaging a rainbow line.
Yeah.
I did not see that. That is incredible. I thought Noel was going to be the first person to do it in a while.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
But, I mean, Noel now is barely playing. But, yeah.
Oh, but, yeah, I think I think that's where you have to be thinking for 1 and 2 next year. I don't think Westbrook and Harden with their punt is worth it.
I'd almost argue that Giannis averaging a rainbow line and scoring 24 a game is more transcendent than averaging a triple double.
Yeah, the 9 rebounds, 6 assists aren't hurting.
Yeah, like if he ends up going 24-9-6-2-2, I don't know. We need to have someone look that up. I don't know. Maybe it's been done a couple times. But
I mean, you go to anywhere that has metrics that uses, you know, that kind of stuff, and it's going to say that Giannis is better.
Looking up, he's definitely going to be better than Westbrook because Westbrook's turnovers doesn't do the D stats. I'd much rather. I'd rather have Giannis than Westbrook for sure. I mean, you agree with there, right?
You talking about first pick next year? Yeah.
Or now?
Oh, now? Yeah, I guess because Westbrook isn't giving the elite threes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1.8. So he's giving you one more than Giannis. Steals are down because he's doing way too much offensively. Yeah, I'd take Giannis.
Yeah. Sean Marion in 2005-06 went 21.8, 11.8, 1.8 assists, so way less assists, but 2 steals, 1.7 blocks with 1.2 threes and shot 52.5%. It's kind of close.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I remember he was epic back in the day. The Matrix, because he hit all the categories. I don't know if that's why his nickname was that. I don't know.
Think so.
It's because he plays in bullet time.
Yeah, it's because he knows Keanu.
Maybe I should save this for Friday. When's our next Thursday? Whatever. Whenever our next podcast is. Did you watch the Sense8 Christmas thing? I haven't watched it yet.
No, I haven't.
I don't know. I want to watch it, but I don't want it to be as bad as the Star Wars Christmas special and ruin the show.
No way. It's not possible. I know someone that watched it, and they said it just made them want more.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. So I'll try to watch that before our movie conversation next podcast. Anything else you want to mention from the weekend?
Oh, boy. Man, you hit that pretty good.
Oh, I appreciate it. I take the sigh of, got to come up with more that I did a good job.
No, there's one other thing I can think of.
All right.
Fareed is about gone again, and Nurkic is coming back around.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to keep an eye on Nurkic because I mentioned on Thursday's notes, I think, that he looked really good in his, 8 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure he had too many turnovers. And
he had 2 turnovers, yeah, in 8 minutes.
Yeah. We got 19 minutes against Philly.
Okay. 2 points.
He could be, we could see some DMPs from Fareed. We could see Nurkic get a 20-minute backup role.
Ooh, that's not good, though, because they were winning pretty good, and then they lost against the Sixers with Nurkic getting more minutes.
Well, how bad was Fareed that he couldn't do anything against the Sixers?
That's a good point. I mean, if Fareed was still in the rotation, right?
Yeah, he got 12 minutes.
Okay, so it's not like he was helping much. Yeah, he's 1-for-4. Meh.
No, Fareed had a -6. Nurkic was a +3 and plus or minus.
How did they lose this game? They shot 40% from deep, 29-10 assist to turnover. I guess the Sixers were 48% from deep.
Yeah. 80%, they both of them had 40 free throws. Wow.
Man, that's a pretty good game from both teams. Just no defense.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Wow, Philly scored 30 in every quarter. That's impressive.
That's hard to do. All right, Slim, do you have any theme song ready?
Oh, I do.
Oh.
I hope. not good.
Oh, not working?
It's close. Why does technology have to be so difficult?
Is it buffering? Yes! Oh, so happy you found it.
I figured you might want to hear that.
That is fantastic. Do you remember that game? You know, the dude goes up the thing and
Once I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, and then when he falls over the edge, it's like, aww. All right, here we go. Who do you want first, player A or player B? Which, wait, how does that help anything?
Shit up this time. Okay, yeah, give me B.
All right, I'm going to flip-flop who I read you first. I'm actually going to do it. All right, All right, I'm just going to call this one player A. This got really confusing. Player A, 19.7 points.
Good.
4.6 rebounds.
Usually when you don't start with a sample size, that means I don't get to know the sample size.
No. But like usual, one is a decent chunk of the season and the other one is a full season. But I'm not telling you which is which.
Okay.
All right. So 19.7, 4.6 rebounds, 6.1 assists.
Okay.
With 2 steals a game.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Okay.
And also,
I was almost the Reggie, but that's not Reggie.
Nah. Also, with 3 threes a game.
Okay. I'm guessing this is the non-season long guy, but okay.
It might be. You just don't know. All right. Player B, in comparison, 22.9 points. So,
okay.
3 more points a game. 3.5 rebounds.
Sure.
1 less than 4.6. Fairly comparable. Here's a big difference. 3.7 assists for player B versus 6.1 for player A. So less assists. Then 1 steal and 0.6 blocks compared to 2 and 0.1. So you get a little bit more blocks, but not quite the same D stats.
Okay.
And player B, 2.5 threes compared to 3 threes.
Okay.
Now, all that said, let's see, turnovers 2.2 to 2.3, so about the same. Player B is shooting 48%, and player A is shooting 41.4%.
I mean, there's probably one or two people it could be, but it's got to be Zach LaVine.
No, I almost did LaVine in this, but I didn't.
I mean, I guess it could be Clay, but it's about the same.
Not Clay.
Okay. I see what you're getting at. The first guy is probably hasn't been playing the whole season, but in his last however many games is playing as good as this probably top 25 guy.
Hey, you're getting warmer with your analysis.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Is the player A still shooting a good percent?
No, player A was the 41.4%.
Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate.
And player B is at 48%.
Okay. Yeah, you can't. I'm trying to think of who doesn't have a full-time job. Okay. So what's the question here?
As always the question, which would you rather have? You rather have higher assists and steals, or a little bit more blocks, and more points, and vastly better field goal percentage.
And that's high volume field goal percent.
Yeah, 17.6 shots a game at 48%.
Wow, there's somebody doing that's not Clay or LaVine.
No, yeah, I know. Free throw percentage, both.
Yeah, I can't. I have to take the guy with the field goal percent.
Really?
A big deal.
Over the 2.3 extra assists and over the extra steal. Interesting.
Well, those 2 steals are probably not believable.
They might not be.
I don't think they're sustainable.
Interesting.
Even though I have no idea who it is.
I know.
Just don't believe it.
All right. I'll give you a hint. Player A was indeed... you pretty much gathered that. Player A is the sample. Player B is the whole season.
Yeah. Yeah, 22 points. Was that DeRozan? No, he's better than that.
And 2.5 threes.
It's way better than DeRozan. Kind of throws it off.
Yeah, that plus 48. Hitting 48% and scoring 23 a game.
I don't know how I don't know who this is. There's no way I own him. There's no chance.
No, but you own a teammate of his in your favorite league. And that teammate is currently injured, so he's spiking a little bit lately.
Oh. I still have no idea.
Oh, all right.
Okay, I'm lost.
All right, player B is a very Yiddish player.
Okay. Oh, really? Keeping the field goal percent up?
Yeah, his field goal percentage. I mean, he came off a 16 for 25 game. Game before, 10 for 19. So he's really boosted it the last couple games with some more high volume. But yeah, CJ, say it with me, Slim. Is 48% from the field on 23 points.
So how different is that from LaVine?
LaVine is less. I'll pull it up. LaVine is less assists.
Not by much.
He's not getting assists like we kind of hoped. He's at 3.1. Okay, that's not too different. Rebounds the same. LaVine's at 0.8, 0.2 D stats versus 1 and 0.6. And LaVine's at 20.9 points a game at 47.3%. Yeah, okay, they're a lot more similar. I could have pulled LaVine into this.
Yeah, and I'm looking at Clay, and there's almost no difference there except he's down to 2 assists.
True. Well, I picked the higher-end guy because you picked C.J. McCollum over the last 14 games of Steph Curry.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely 19. Yeah, okay. He's outside of the top 10 scorers.
I know. The scoring has gone way down. We wanted the steals to come up, and they finally have. And the assists are getting a little better. But, yeah, the scoring, and only 3 threes for Steph is annoying.
Right, okay. I'm not too surprised the rebounding's back down. You know, 2.7 turnovers, sure. You know, he lost 2 threes attempted per game. He lost 4 shots, 3.5 shots a game. Ouch. Yeah.
The most annoying thing is that field goal percentage. That's why I had him number one, is I thought the heavy threes and the field goal percentage would still carry him. And he's only
in a career low 3-point percent.
Yeah,
it's human.
Yeah, it's frustrating because the argument was always no one can double Steph now, and looks like all the good stuff's heading to Durant and some games of Clay, and it's not staying there game in game out for Steph.
Yeah, this is getting pretty close to what he was before last year.
Yeah, that's a good point. So,
which is still just fine. I mean, it's still top 5-6. But...
Yeah. You're not like your season isn't ruined by this by picking him first. I got him either second or third in an RCL, and I'm doing okay. But it's not quite what I hoped for. It's not the droids I'm looking for.
No, I'm enjoying. My favorite is my Giannis Wall combo. That's my favorite.
Oh, my Giannis team is so much fun too. Oh. It's great because I don't own any big men on my Giannis team. It's hilarious, yet I still win blocks. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah, I lost blocks in REL because of Giannis last week.
Oh, yeah, that's a good. 7 blocks will do that. Well, I'm trying to pull up what team he's on. My computer is deciding to go mad slow. Does Yahoo ever do that? Go mad slow on you?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Let's see. I've got what big men do I have? I've got Gorgie. I've got a Giannis Gorgie, and then like Kevin Love is my next, my only other big man really.
Yeah, that team. I think people messed up in the draft. That my Giannis Wall is Bledsoe, then Gobert in the fourth.
Man, I remember when you drafted that team. I was on. You're punting turnovers, right?
No, I don't think I really have a punt. You know, I got Beverly off the wire, Gordon Hayward later because he had already been injured when this draft happened.
Oh, yeah. I had that happen to a couple of my teams, too.
And Teague. Teague's been great.
Oh, Teague was a good pick.
Destroying assists in this league.
Yeah, I can bet.
I mean, Alfred is just like extra. Don't need him at all.
I need to trade some assists.
Maybe. Yeah, I've tried to get some 2-for-1s going. I can't get anybody to bite.
Which is weird because in the 250 leagues, you'd think people would be more. RCLs are still harder, aren't they?
Put out an offer and they counter offer with a trade for Giannis.
Yeah, I hate that.
That gets kind of frustrating.
Yeah. All right. Well, that concludes our Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? This time, unfortunately, stupid one.
Too focused on the music.
No, you went over the edge of the cliff. looking at tonight's games, pretty busy Tuesday. Well, we got 8 games, so that should be fun. Ooh, Jazz at Boston. That should be a good one.
Hey, it's even going to be in my time zone.
Yeah. Oh, we can watch that one together, Slim. We can text during the game.
All right. You bring the beers.
All right. I'll get SeatGeek's app code and virtually hand you beers through your phone.
Okay. I will virtually accept them.
Then best game is Raptors at the Spurs. So some really good West at East games. Or we'll flip-flop that. You know what I mean. Inter-division games.
You Washington Dallas isn't on the top of your priority list?
I'm going to go no.
I think Washington might have an edge up there. I mean, Dallas has 10 wins. I mean, that's...
That's more than... more than the Sixers.
And they're right there with Phoenix and Miami.
Oh, God. Poor Dallas. And the Wizards are better. They're at 500 now after looking dead.
This is a pretty good night to be streaming those Miami guys, though, against Phoenix.
Ooh, against Phoenix. Yeah, that's a good one. Your Grizzlies at the Lakers should be looking at a decent game. Maybe you thragging off Troy Daniels.
Okay, I guess.
You need some trades.
So Russell kind of sent Lou Williams to the bench the other day, right?
Did he really go to the – he's already got the off the bench.
He lost minutes.
Yeah, I mean, Russell was hot. So was Nick Young. It's not going to happen every game.
It hurts you so bad to say that.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I wrote that in my notes, too. I hate Nick Young so much. He's so bad. He shoots threes, and they go in sometimes.
Past 5 games, minutes for Lou Williams, 21, 23, 27, 21, 17.
Yeah, that's way down.
You sold.
Remember when he was a top 10 player over a 2-week span?
Yeah, when everybody was injured. Yeah.
That's not happening anymore. We told you to sell high. Hopefully you did. All right, Slim. I don't think anyone got the 30-point challenge, but I'll double check. By the time you listen to this, hopefully it's updated. We both swung and missed. Wow, 4 in a row with zeros for both of us. It's finally coming back down to earth, our hot streaks to start the year.
Yeah, we're better than this. Come on. Yeah,
I know. We'll get there. Top 10 scorers. Westbrook, Davis, Cousins, Harden, IT 2/3, DeRozan, Lillard, Durant, LeBron, and Jimmy Butler. Who do you have for 30 points tonight?
I mean, I Wall's going to be a popular one.
Yeah, against the Sixers.
But I'm starting to think
wrong one. At the Mavericks. I was looking at the Wolves.
You know, I want somebody in that Philly game.
I know. I think I Freudian slipped there that I want to take LaVine or Wiggins.
Yeah, I mean, LaVine was on my mind. I mean, who's covering him these days? Stauskas?
Maybe, yeah, because then Covington would probably be on Wiggins.
That's so bad.
I know.
Okay, yeah, the Boston-Utah game, you don't want nothing to do with that.
No. I mean, the only one you can consider is Isaiah because of all the Jazz injuries, but he's top 10.
Yeah, okay. I'll take the obvious pick. I'll go with Wall against whoever Dallas is putting out their point guard these days.
I saw that Deron Williams missed a practice, so he might not even play. Might be
probably
Steph
hasn't practiced in 3 years.
Good point. Let's see. Gasol is off a really bad... Oh, he might be hurt, though. He had a cankle. We didn't mention that earlier. Marc Gasol got a little bit of a cankle. They might sit him against the Lakers.
Whiteside had an MRI of his eyeball. Well...
Whoa!
That's... Some bone in his eyeball.
Let's hope it didn't go like Un Chin Andalou. Old school film reference. No.
Not me, man.
If two or three listeners out there got that joke, I would be very happy. I'll just leave it at that. I will take... I'm torn. Let's see. LaVine. Oh, Kawhi. I mean, he looked a little rusty in his first game back after missing a couple with the runs.
Yeah, I'd be a little worried about that.
Yeah, he's 11.
At least you know he'll probably play the whole game. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, this
could be an entertaining game.
I like LaVine, but I'm going to go a little off the beaten path. I'm going to take Paul George against the Pistons.
Okay, he's been quiet.
He's gotten a little hotter lately. I think he's got a couple 30-point games in the past week.
I could see Kat getting really angry about all this Embiid talk and going off.
They played against each other earlier, I think. And I think Kat did have a... I think they both had big games. I don't know.
That's they're combined 19-47.
Epic game. Finals preview.
Yeah, it's hard to pick a game you're not... Well, I'm not going to watch this Washington-Dallas game. Right? Spoiler alert.
We'll have our virtual beers during the Celtics game. We'll watch that one.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap the show there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure to get your 30-point challenge picks in on this podcast post in the comments. Basketball.rasball.com. Hopefully you know how to do it by now. I guess I could throw out... Follow me on Twitter, at JB Gilpin. Get questions on there every now and then, but you'll get a longer than 160-character response in the comments most of the time. So come into the site as best you can. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here's to a big 2017. And, Slim, I'll catch you Thursday morning.
I'll be ready for you.
That was the weirdest sign-off ever, Slim. I'm still recording, by the way. What was that?
I don't know.
What happened to your normal, like...
You don't have it pre... you probably have it pre-recorded.
Oh, my God. All right.
You'll probably be able to guess there anytime you want.
All right, we're out of here.